Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700. One of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that we know will knock your socks off. Check out our low rate guarantee and know there are certain restrictions that apply, and details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, Hunt has the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline. That's the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in your region. Simply dial 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description. Then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that particular property, all automatically and just that fast. Anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. As you know, there's a shortage of homes available for sale in many of our Western New York neighborhoods and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And at Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: we will sell your home, or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and you can ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider for our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM, and for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comment about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0900, 1-800-616-9236, or *930 on your cell phone. And you can text us at 3930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a terrific show for you today. Joining me once again in the studio on Our House this morning are Kathy DeMillo, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Lockport office, and Nancy Caleri Frank, mortgage consultant with Hunt Mortgage. Welcome, ladies, and thank you for joining me on Our House today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for inviting me, Susan.
It's another beautiful fall day. I think we're dwindling down with the nice weather, and this gives us an opportunity, Kathy, to get people out to visit open houses this weekend and see what's happening in the marketplace. I know you've been busy. Give me a little sense of what's happening out there. Do we have lots of buyers still looking for houses late into the season?
Right now is a great time to buy because we have serious sellers and serious buyers. It's fall. It's beautiful out. You can be settled into your home by the beginning of the year. And the pricing is done really smartly right now because we have serious sellers, which makes it beautiful for buyers coming in.
So serious sellers, you would mean perhaps people who are looking to move out of their house before they have to pay all those winter heating bills.
Right. Sellers who have made the decision that I'm not sitting on the fence, I'm not testing the market, my goal is to sell my home. And I know that in the market that we've had, at times we've had prices that have seemed maybe a little inflated because we're trying to match the market. But this time of year, it's very, very baseline. We know what we need to sell, and the pricing is right on target.
And I know that we hear so much about the spring market and how hot the spring market is. This fall market is actually a very strong market.
We're seeing
record numbers of sales that are taking place in our Hunt offices this time of year. But it feels like the pace is a little bit different, a little bit more measured pace, where houses aren't going on the market on one day and flying off the shelf the next day.
It's really nice because we have a lot of the spring market buyers that are still in it, and they're realizing now that a house that comes up, they can go look at it and make a decision within a week and buy the house. And in the spring, they felt a little hurried. So they were able to get used to the market, get used to the practice of seeing houses, meeting with their mortgage consultant, and really becoming familiar with new pricing. And now in the fall, they're able to go out there and buy their dream home quite easily.
Nancy, I imagine that with interest rates being a little bit lower now than they were in the spring, and the pace being a little bit different, you're probably seeing a lot of mortgage applications that are coming into you still strong and steady at this time of year.
Susan, you're absolutely right. It has been a wonderful year for us. The spring market, the summer, we're still into the fall. Things aren't slowing down. We also are doing quite a bit of refinancing. Rates have remained low, as you mentioned. End of last year, we were about a half to a percent higher. So we are refinancing those loans.
So people who might have purchased a home within the last year or two are actually refinancing, huh?
They are. And, you know, many will say, you know, if your rate falls 1% or better, it's a time to refinance. I don't often agree with that because I think it's a case by case, depending on the numbers. We've had buyers that started with a 30-year. They're now re-looking at their payment, their comfort level, and we're switching them into a 15-year or a 20-year. And, you know, seeing the savings, not only just in the rate, but shorter term, has really made a difference to many of these buyers.
And I think oftentimes, and Kathy, you can probably attest to this, people set a arbitrary figure for how much they're willing to spend for their house, and they don't really know exactly. We can estimate what their mortgage payments are going to be and their taxes are going to be for them, but how comfortable they are making those new payments. Oftentimes, they're moving up to a bigger house. It's a bigger mortgage payment. They're not really comfortable. After 12 months or so, I imagine sometimes, Kathy, you have people that say they probably could have afforded a little bit more.
Right, and that's my job. My job is to take you out there, let you see what you think you want to spend and what you're going to get, and then where you really could be, and marrying those two together. And oftentimes I'll take someone through a house and they're like, I can't do that, I can't afford it. Then they'll look around and see what's really there, realize where rates are, and then decide, I can do this. It's very easy. The rates are so great right now that you're able to afford so much more than you ever could.
It's interesting because sometimes people will say, I want to buy a house that is X dollars, whether it's $150,000, $250,000, $350,000, $500,000, $600,000, whatever number is in front of that 50. But as interest rates change and taxes change, there's a real variation between how much people can afford on a specific house. And I would think, Nancy, your relationship that you have with agents and their clients, helping them to better understand that is really instrumental.
You know, when I have my first consultation with a buyer, one of the first questions that I ask is, what is your comfort level? And many won't know. They'll say, you know, I'm not sure. What am I qualified for? And as I go through their income, their assets, their monthly obligations, and their current housing expense, if they have one, I talk about, you know, what are you spending now? are you saving a couple hundred dollars? Can you feel that you can go up $100? And then once we put that in perspective, we talk about, you know, the funds that they're coming up with. Should they pay some of their debt off that's costing them $400 a month? So as they increase their mortgage payment, they're not going to have that housing shock because they've decreased their other obligations within the household. So I think it's important to look at, you know, all the numbers, everything that they're spending and their comfort level. I think that's huge.
Well, as you can hear, we have two experts in the studio today, both on real estate and on financing. So if anyone would like to call in, please join us at 803-0930 or text us at 3930. For those of you who might be a little shy to be heard live on the radio, you can certainly text us your questions. Kathy, I know you've got some specific properties that you have open houses on this weekend. I know it's a beautiful day today. I think it's going to get a little colder and maybe a little wetter as the time goes on throughout the weekend and in the coming week. So if somebody was interested in getting out there and taking a look at some properties, what can you tell us about what you've got on the market?
There's a couple fabulous open houses this weekend. 3197 Palmer Road in Wilson. This is just screaming for somebody. It's 8 acres, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It's beautiful. Built in 1979, 1710 square feet, 2 outbuildings. So if you're looking into Wilson School District and you want some land, come down to 3197 Palmer Road today. I'll be there Saturday from 1 to 3. Also today in the city of Lockport, 150 Independence Drive. This house is owner built. It is 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths as well, 1.5 acres in the city of Lockport for $199. It's fabulous. That's going to be open today from 1 to 3. And then tomorrow we can get into Clarkview.
Well, we're certainly going to want to talk about that particular project coming up, but we do have a caller on the line right now. We have Mike from Amherst. Mike, I understand you have a question as a first-time home buyer, perhaps?
Yeah. Hi, thanks for taking my call this morning. I am starting to look to buy a home, and you know, you go on Zillow every day, and you know, you look around, and you see what's out there. And it's pretty incredible with some of the you know, the price increases over the last few years. You know, it's the debate of, okay, well, where do I want to go? And it's like jumping back and forth all the time where I want to go because, you know, this area, okay, it's a little bit cheaper. The taxes are a little bit cheaper, but I prefer the houses over here. It's just it's a really hard decision to make and within your budget. How do you really determine what you really can afford and what's really, you know, right for, you know, a single guy at 30?
Mike, I love this call. Thank you so much for calling in. We've got two guests in the studio today who both have had recent experiences within their own family. You know, sons that are contemplating what they might be doing in terms of their purchases for homes, and do they rent and do they buy? And so they're going to be great experts. Before I turn the question over to them, I just want to say to you, part of the reason why we are on the air is to help people like you. We don't want you to do it on your own. We don't want you to feel like you have to go to Zillow and try to interpret all of this information. What we want you to do is to rely on some of the experts that we have. We have real estate professionals that do this all day, every day, and they can help you through this. They can help you to find the properties, the neighborhoods, the pricing. So I know you're going to be in good hands, but maybe Nancy, you could start to answer Mike's question, the first part about how do you know how much you can afford and how do you help people in Mike's situation get started?
Sure, absolutely. So, Mike, what my suggestion would be is that we could either set up a time to talk on the phone or we can set up a time to meet and review what you're currently paying. So when we talk about, you know, what can you afford? Well, that's a loaded question because we have buyers that would want to spend more on their house and maybe do less vacationing, maybe don't have as many bills. Then we have others that would say, you know what, I would rather lower my monthly payment on my house because I have other things that I want to concentrate on. So I think it's important to see what you're comfortably able to to pay or what you're comfortably wanting to pay. And then we kind of meet halfway with what you're looking for in a home. And that's when you would meet with a real estate agent who would actually show you what you're able to get for that price or in that price range. And then we have constant communication during the process of searching for your home and making sure that you're achieving your goals and that you're within those payments that are comfortable for you.
I think it's a little bit of the chicken or the egg, Mike. You know, you can't really go out and find the house if you don't know where you want it to be or how much it's going to cost. And I think our real estate professionals and mortgage consultants can help you to fine-tune the criteria that's necessary for you to be able to make some of those decisions. Kathy, I know I referenced you helped your son Angelo recently navigate through this particular experience, and maybe some of that wisdom you can impart on Mike about how it might be helpful for Mike to get started.
Mike, so what I would say to you is this. You have to be in it to win it. You have to be connected with a real estate professional so you know what's coming on the market. When you're on those other sites, you know what's on the market. You're going to want to know what's coming up before it comes up. And when I say that, we know what's coming on before it's on, obviously. But the second thing is this. We need to sit down and talk about, what do you like, Mike? Do you like to, are you somebody that can fix up your home? Are you somebody that just wants to move in and go to work and go on vacation? Do you want land? Do you want a condo? There's so many fun options. And the thing is that you may not even know what you want until you meet with a real estate professional and you go and you visit places, because you have to get used to what's out there and what you might like. My son, Angelo, he wanted to be in the city of Buffalo. He definitely wanted a two-family, so I knew where he wanted to be. But sometimes you find yourself looking in one direction and then realizing, maybe I don't want to spend my Saturday and Sunday taking care of my lawn. I thought I wanted acreage, but I really want a place in the city so that I can walk to restaurants and bars and go out at night. So you really have to meet with somebody and work that through.
Mike, was this helpful information for you?
Yeah, this was great. This really was. That was it's answered a lot of questions and sort of help me understand that I do need a little bit extra set of eyes and help to sort of talk through this and figure out exactly what I need to do.
Well, we'd be happy to help you through that. Nancy, if you want to let Mike and anybody who's listening know how they might be able to reach you.
Sure, Mike. My cell number direct is area code 716-316-8118, or you can email me at nancy.caleri@huntmortgage.com. And I'd be happy to, like I said, set up a time to meet with you or set up a few minutes to talk on the phone.
And Kathy, how would people reach you?
Mike, you can reach me at 716-622-0530. Email is kathleen.dimillo, D-I-M-I-L-L-O, @huntrealestate.com.
Mike, thanks for the call this morning. It was really great talking to you, and we wish you really good luck in this exciting stage of your life. So have a great day.
You too.
Well, that was really a nice conversation. We always like to help our first-time home buyers. There's more and more young buyers coming into the marketplace, which we weren't seeing for a period of time in Western New York, as we were seeing a lot of our young people moving away for job opportunities in other parts of the country. So it's so nice to hear young local people, you know, wanting to put down their roots in the community that they were raised in. So I know, Kathy, in this circumstance with your son Angelo, you mentioned he was looking for an investment property, and oftentimes that's not something that young people consider for their first home, when in fact it's a good residential housing option for them, but it's also a good investment option. It really allows them to maximize their dollars. So I would imagine that Angelo got a little bit of extra advice from his mom on that.
Yes, but Nancy's son did the same thing as well.
Well, as I mentioned, we have two in-the-house experts on this subject. Nancy, I imagine that the investment option is really attractive.
You know, it really is. And again, when we talk about some of our first-time home buyers and, you know, they're nervous about that payment you know, increase, whether they're living at home or making, you know, a payment towards rent, you know, living with their buddies or with their girlfriends, and they're used to that smaller payment. I often talk about a two-family home. I mean, a two-family home that collects rent on the upper or lower pays the majority of your mortgage payment, where you can walk into a home paying less than what you pay in rent. So it's definitely something to look at. It could get scary if you don't have the information, but Kathy and I are all about delivering the information so our buyers can make the best choices.
And we're so fortunate here in Western New York because we do have a number of options for two-family homes, not just in the city, but in a lot of the communities. We have duplexes that allow first-time home buyers or investors or people who have been in the housing market for decades to be able to live and manage their money wisely. We've not had any decrease in the number of investment properties. Other areas of the country, you know, when housing gets limited and restricted, oftentimes those two-family homes get taken down and replaced with large mansions in cities. So it's nice to see that in our area we still have an offering relative to those. I know that there are different financing options available, Nancy, to purchasers of a two-family home versus a single-family home?
Yep, absolutely. Depending on a buyer's income, credit, assets, there's different programs that work best for them. So that's the advantage of working with somebody, you know, like us. We have a lot of options available. We have programs where you can get in with zero money. For example, if you're a veteran. And speaking of veterans, we do have a special right now for all of our veterans and active duty military. If you apply for a home loan with Hunt Mortgage during the month of November, you'll be credited the cost of the appraisal at closing. So that's a program that doesn't require a down payment. There are other numbers that you need, like your closing costs and taxes, but things that we can talk about and work right into your loan.
And that's during the month of November, and it's available to any veteran who purchases a home and gets their mortgage through Hunt Mortgage.
Exactly.
And roughly an appraisal, what might that save someone in terms of dollars?
You're looking at approximately $400 to $450.
Terrific. That goes a long way to helping people in that closing cost, because purchasing a home isn't just the price of the home. There's a cost associated with the mortgage closing, the recording of the title, and all kinds of other transfer taxes. So $450 goes a long way to helping people through that.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a great show. We have another half-hour segment where you will be able to call in. We do have a caller on the line. We hope he'll stay over during the break because we are going to go to a break, and we will be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages. Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our house is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services, powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, which is available only at Hunt Mortgage. Or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center today at 633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you are buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate agent. I'm in the studio again with Kathy DeMillo, Angelo's mom, and Nancy Clary Frank, Matt's mom, as we mentioned earlier. Both of them are here to answer your questions. We have a caller who called in and patiently waited through the break. So good morning, Charlie from Williamsville. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. What can we help you with?
Good morning, comrades. I say that in a joking way, but I'm wondering if you're aware of these new draconian anti-landlord laws that New York State has imposed on landlords. I'm a small landlord, and I'm looking at possibly at the latter stages of my life here, divesting myself and maybe going to owner hold situations and stuff. But I'm finding with that, is there any these new laws that are anti-landlord, is that putting a damper on investors maybe considering buying properties in our area? Because they were made for New York City, but our legislature, our leftist legislature, has seemed to pass it throughout the state from what I've read through the laws. And as a landlord, I'm frightened, and I'm wondering if the Board of Realtors or your group or Hunt or anyone is mobilizing to at least put things back to a more equitable landlord-tenant relationship.
Well, Charlie, I appreciate the call this morning. We have made all of our real estate professionals aware of the new legislative changes that have taken place. Both at the state level, the New York State Builders Association has provided legal updates to all of its members. Our local chapter of the Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors has educated our real estate agents in the community, but most importantly, at Hunt Real Estate specifically, we have spent time with our real estate professionals making them aware of the recent changes that have taken place in the legislation. So we are in a position to be able to advise and assist our clients who are landlords. The political end of it and the legislative end of it, we are individuals in the state, much like all the residents of New York State. We are able to voice our opinion as individuals. I do know that there were some lobbying efforts to make sure that there was balance in the legislation that came out. Never, I think, is any legislation perfect. There are probably some things in the legislation right now that will be appealed and contested. But I will say for our listeners that might not be aware of these circumstances, if you are currently a landlord and you are renting and you are not abreast of the changes, it's important for you to seek out that information, and you could reach out to any one of the real estate professionals at Hunt who would be able to assist you with gathering those resources together and making sure that your current practices do comply with the new legislation. So I really appreciate that call this morning, and especially you waiting through the break. Nancy, I know that you have worked with investors to help them obtain financing, and Kathy, you've helped investors, both young and in your household and outside as well, obtain investment properties. There are always rules and regulations, so I think I think you could both attest that it's really important to stay abreast of that.
Yes, very much so. We have, buyers like, our sons, as we mentioned, that are purchasing two-family homes. They live in the one unit, so it's partial residential or owner-occupied, I should say, and partial investment. When we talk about the amount that they're able to, get in with, how much they need to put down, I mean, we have programs where they're putting down 3-3.5% down. Yes, of course, you've got your closing costs and taxes and everything on top of that, but again, we can talk about that specifically with our buyers. When we talk about investors, generally you're looking at 25% down, so financing is a little stricter when you're purchasing as a investor, but there's a product out there for everybody, and we're still writing those loans, and there are buyers out there purchasing investment properties.
I'm curious, just because we're on this topic right now, and we've talked about both your sons and their purchases and that age group, that demographic of millennials. More and more of them are entering the marketplace. And what I found an interesting article the other day that said that the total student debt throughout the U.S. Could buy every house that is on the market 2 times. So there's a significant amount of student debt that's out there. And how do you, Nancy, help younger people who have some remaining student debt through the process of evaluating what they might be able to afford.
Yeah, Susan, that's why it's so important, and I can't stress that enough, to meet with myself or somebody that, you know, can help them with the information, looking at a credit report, taking a look at their current obligations. Maybe they need to consolidate. Sometimes you'll have student loans that, you know, have payments at higher interest rates. Maybe they can consolidate into a smaller payment that can give them that room to be able to qualify for a home. There are mortgage products that, you know, require us to count the minimum payment, the small payment that they're making right now. It could be based on their current income. They call that income-based payments. Then there's loan programs that we have to count 1% of the balances. So it's not an answer across the board, but it's definitely specific to a product and specific to the buyer. But again, getting your information up front, whether you're ready to buy today, tomorrow, or next year, it's always important to get that information.
And I always like to come to the defense of millennials, because it seems like there is criticism levied at them from all sorts of different directions. And one of them is that they haven't been buying homes, that they've been, quote unquote, living in their parents' basements, which couldn't be further from the truth. They're a very industrious group of the population. And in their defense, the Federal Reserve recently at the beginning of this year estimated that about 20% of the decline in home ownership among young adults could be attributed to the increased student loan debt since 2005. Because since 1986, tuition at public universities has grown at 4 times the rate of wage growth. So the cost of education goes up much, much faster than the jobs that they're being offered when they graduate. So it's taking longer for young people to pay off their student debt. So let's come to their defense and not just think that they're home playing video games in their parents' basement. They're delaying some of these purchases. But I will say they are the biggest block of buyers that we're anticipating that are out there. But hand in hand with that large block goes the baby boomer generation, of which I am the tail end of, full disclosure. And Kathy, I know you are involved with a particular project that has a lot of appeal to people in my age demographic, the Patty Home Project, Clarkview Estates up in Lockport.
Clarkview Estates is a Sparks Custom Homes, their new patio home condo community. It is in Lockport, off of Lincoln Avenue, Clarkview Drive. We have a model home that is open, going to be open tomorrow, Sunday, from 1 to 3, 7115 Lincoln Avenue. Come to the model home, and I can talk to you about the project. Clarkview Estates offers 4 patio homes. A patio home, just to clarify, is a single-family ranch with a full basement, 2-car attached garage. There are 4 different models that we offer, and you can choose which model you like. Of course, there's they run from $297,900 to $313,900, square footage from $1,450 to $1,750. The advantage to the patio home condo community is your taxes. When you have condominium status, you have a tax break. And for, you know, people of our age, I'm just going to say that, it's nice because you have a space that you can go to. You do pay an HOA fee, but that takes care of all of your outside lawn maintenance, snow blowing, your landscaping, your insurances, so it's quite an advantage. So come visit me at 7115 Lincoln Avenue, or call me so I can talk to you about this.
Patio homes are a lifestyle. It really, when you talk about that homeowners association, being able to not have to worry about maintaining your yard and shoveling your driveway, those conveniences are so nice to have. And the advantage of having the lower taxes, people think sometimes is offset by paying for those services, but in fact, you really get a much greater savings on your property taxes.
Value, because you're having... Your taxes are so much lower, and you're paying a small HOA fee. So the two together, I mean, it just knocks it right out of the park.
And again, where in Lockport is the model located?
The model is located at 7115 Lincoln Avenue in Lockport. Come on in. Tomorrow we're open from 1 to 3. But if you don't want to go to an open house, call me. I'll take you through. I'll give you an opportunity to meet with the builder.
And if people wanted to reach you directly to arrange that, if they're not able to attend the open house tomorrow, how would they contact you?
Just give me a call. Send me a text, 622-0530.
And I know, Nancy, you're available to assist people with financing. And how would they reach you?
I can be reached at 716-316-8118.
And people can feel free to text either one of you at those numbers as well.
Yes, anytime.
Terrific. Okay, well, we will be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages. Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services, powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, and that's available only at Hunt Mortgage. You could call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Kathy DeMillo and Nancy Caleri. Nancy, you are at Hunt Mortgage, a mortgage consultant. This pre-purchase commitment that I just mentioned is really an incredibly valuable tool to people that are out there trying to purchase a new home. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, Susan, it is a great program. This is our version of a stronger pre-approval is truly what it is. What we do is we reverse the order. In other words, instead of buying a house, applying for a mortgage, receiving a mortgage commitment where an underwriter has reviewed your income, your assets, it is something that we do prior to you putting an offer in on a home. So what that does is it gives you that comfort level that you're approved. There's, you know, unless something changes with your income or your debts, you are approved. So it gives you that sense of comfort. It allows you to close sooner. Okay. And the other important piece is it's letting that seller know that you're close to a cash offer. You've had all your information verified. They have that comfort level that if they're accepting your offer versus another offer, that there isn't going to be a problem with your financing. And as we know, when a buyer is putting a contract together to present to a seller, you know, yes, price is important, but the terms are also important. And I've had buyers get their offer accepted when they competed against another potential buyer, and they didn't have the highest offer, but they had their terms that were better, which was part of the pre-purchase commitment.
And Kathy, as a real estate professional, when you're helping a seller to evaluate offers, a mortgage is a contingency to that contract. There's a period of time where that contract could be canceled by the buyer if they're not able to obtain a mortgage.
Mortgage matters. When you are in a multiple offer, and it happens every day, one of the first things that I look at and try to coach my sellers on is, who is this buyer approved through? And when it's approved through Hunt, you are golden, really. It really matters. If you think that you're going to go online and you're going to punch in a few numbers and you come to the table with a pre-approval from an online service, you're not coming in with your best offer. You're not putting your best foot forward. Hunt Mortgage really is best foot forward.
Well, that's quite an endorsement, so I appreciate that. And Nancy, you mentioned earlier about Hunt Mortgage having something special that they're doing for veterans during the month of November. Can you tell us about that again?
Sure, Susan. For all veterans and active duty military, if you apply for a home loan with Hunt Mortgage during the month of November, you'll be credited the cost of the appraisal at closing, which is approximately $400 to $450. So that definitely can help our buyers.
Hunt Real Estate is part of ERA, and ERA is part of a larger group of Realogy, and Realogy has a program for veterans. It's a cashback program. We really do believe in supporting our veterans and thanking our veterans for what they've done for us and how they've served our country. So I just want to make sure that the veterans know that even locally, in addition to cashback programs, we will take care of their appraisal during the month of November in recognition of Veterans Day. So thank you all those veterans out there who are listening for your service to our country. Kathy, I know you come from a patriotic family. I know that your family has been in the real estate and construction business for a long period of time. I know you have close relations to the project that we were talking about earlier, Clarkview Estates. I know that there are several different patio home floor plans that are up there. Sometimes people think, oh, patio home communities, they're cookie cutter. I can't make choices. You know, I have to, you know, sort of just pick the house that looks like everybody else's. But it it seems like this particular project up in Lockport has quite a bit of flexibility and custom options that are available for people.
So when I tell you that it's a Sparks Custom Homes patio home, remember the word custom, because we have to stay within the guidelines of the walls for a patio home, but the inside is up to you completely. We've had two other patio projects, cottages at Carlton Lake, cottages at Hidden Lake. I can tell you that not one of those homes looked the same on the interior. You have options. After you decide what model home you want, meaning the size, really, because there's four different models. And the four different models range from 2 and 3 bedroom and really designated laundry room or not. And once you make that decision, which is an easy decision, then you sit down with the builder. And when you sit down with David Sparks, you get an opportunity to go to our flooring place or a flooring place that you want. Pick out what you want. Pick out whatever lights you want. You'll have to stay within a budget, but it's very, very easy to do. It's fun, it's easy, it gives you an opportunity to create what you want. This is not a cookie cutter. You are not picking off a menu. And that's why people really appreciate the custom and Sparks Custom Homes.
What roughly what size would the options be in terms of square footage for those patio homes?
Your options, like I said, they range from 1450 to 1750. In square feet. And really what it comes down to is the number of bedrooms and designated laundry rooms. Your kitchens are really generously open, and they open right into the family room, dining room area, nice high ceilings, and an opportunity to finish your basement if you want to. It's got a side patio that's covered with, you know, private entrance from the great room. It's a really nice project. And if you're familiar with Sparks Custom Homes, then you know the quality builder that you're working with.
I had the opportunity to visit the model while it was under construction. You and David Sparks had invited me out there to take a look at it. While it wasn't 100% complete, it was substantially completed, and I could tell the quality construction. The floor plan was really open and really bright, and you mentioned the high ceilings and the way the kitchen opens to the eating area and the living area. It really is beneficial to that lifestyle, that simpler, everything is new, new roof, new furnace, no need to maintain your yards, to, as I said before, shovel your sidewalks or snowplow your driveway. Those kind of conveniences really make for a simpler lifestyle. A lot of people are out there in homes that are sort of too big for them now. They raised their families, or they had a different lifestyle and they want a simpler patio home lifestyle. And it seems like Clarkview Estates really fits that bill for people.
It's a right size. It really is. What I have is people will come in and they'll say, you know, I don't use this room, I don't use this space. And the patio home kind of combines all of the great living spaces that we use. So you're not compromising on space and square footage. The way the homes are designed, it's an open flow, big closets. All the things that you want are in this home. And we use the term right sizing because that's truly what it is.
So the base price, the starting price for those patio homes in the Carpio
State community? The base price is $297,900.
Amazing to think that under $300,000 you can get new construction, because the cost of new construction has gone up dramatically. I, as a former builder and involved with the Buffalo Niagara Builders Association, am keenly aware of how significant the cost of regulations of land development and energy codes and construction changes have really increased the price of new construction. So for a patio home at that custom level and those kinds of finishes to be available potentially at under $300,000, it's just tremendous.
But it's better than that. The list price is $297,900. Because of the condo status, the home is assessed at $126,000. So can you imagine building a new home at $300,000 and your assessment, your taxes, are based on $126,000?
And Nancy, I think you can attest that the combination of taxes and purchase price are really the key drivers in the mortgage.
You are absolutely correct. And that's another piece of it. When we talk about comfort level with our buyers and looking at different homes, they may say, well, I want a house of this price, well, because I want to keep this payment. Well, it's not just about the price, it's the taxes. The taxes play a big part in our mortgage payment. Just to give you a quick number, you know, every $10,000 that you go up or down in a purchase price is about $50 a month. Well, when a house is taxed $600 different, that's $50 a month right there. So when we talk about, you know, a condo status and taxes being so much lower, it makes a huge difference. And you can either go up in price because of that or get more to your comfort level in a payment.
And there's another factor that would be the amount of money that people are putting down. And I think for a lot of people, you know, they've been curious in this kind of a market with interest rates so low about, do they put down a large deposit or do they leverage their funds? How do you help people to make that determination?
And that's where we look at their total financial status. We look at what are they spending their money on. I mean, I have buyers that can definitely put the 20% down to avoid the mortgage insurance. But when they look to see that they're putting an extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 down, they talk about, well, let's put 10% down, let's put 15% down, let's minimize our mortgage insurance cost, and let's use that money to make some renovations to the house, or let's take that money and pay off all the monthly bills that we're currently carrying. So we definitely look at the full picture. There's no, you know, fast answer. Everybody is different. Everybody has different income, different debts, different money to work with, and different comfort levels. And our goals are to get them to exactly where they want to be.
You're so knowledgeable about financing. The name Hunt Mortgage could be maybe a little confusing to people and think that they have to talk to you only about getting a mortgage for a new property. In fact, I heard you say earlier you've been helping people with refinancing with the rates that are as low as they are now. I would imagine that people may want to reach out to you and talk to you a little bit about refinancing options. So if people wanted to talk to you either about a mortgage for a new home purchase or refinancing for an existing home to take advantage of the tremendous rates that are out there right now, again, how could they contact you, Nancy?
Sure. Feel free to give me a call, text at 716-316-8118, and let's take a look at their numbers and let's see if it makes sense.
And Kathy, if someone was interested in finding out a little bit more about Clarkview Estates, you've got an open house tomorrow there?
Open house tomorrow, Sunday, 1 to 3. I know it's during the Bills game, but that's what our open house is tomorrow. But anytime you want to go through, give me a call, 716-622-0530.
And you have two other open houses this weekend that you mentioned?
Come see me. I have two other open houses today, 3197 Palmer in Wilson, 8 acres, 150 Independence in the city of Lockport, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths on 1 acre of land. So it's beautiful outside. Come take a drive to Niagara County. You will not be disappointed.
Well, I have to thank you both for joining me here at our house today. A special thank you to you, Kathy, and the information that you provided about this new patio home community, Clarkview Estates in Lockport, and Nancy Cleary from Hunt Mortgage. Couldn't thank you enough for being here. This is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.